This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Indian and Chinese troops have started patrolling at the line of actual control LAC in eastern Ladakh region. According to the sources of Indian Army, patrolling has resumed in the Demchok area, which had been halted for nearly 4.5 years after a clash broke out between the two armies in April 2020. Patrolling in Depsang will resume soon. Both nations reached a consensus on disengagement after a series of diplomatic and military-level talks last month. Yesterday, on the occasion of Diwali, Indian and Chinese soldiers exchanged sweets at various points. The disengagement process began on the 22nd of last month, with both armies removing temporary tents and dismantling structures at the Depsang and Demchok areas. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated Gujarat's largest waste-to-energy plant at Piplaj in Ahmedabad city today. The plant has been established on a PPP model at a cost of 375 crore rupees. Our correspondent reports that this will be Ahmedabad's first waste-to-energy plant, which will prove to be a big step towards a green future. Withdrawal of candidature for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand has ended. Today was the last date for withdrawal of nomination papers. 634 candidates have filed nominations for this phase. The final figure of the candidates remaining in the fray after the withdrawal is expected later today. 38 constituencies will go to polls in the second phase on the 20th of November, while the first phase of polling will be held on the 13th of November in 43 constituencies. 685 candidates are in the first phase after withdrawal of candidatures. Counting of votes will be held on the 23rd of November. Ministry of Coal has achieved an upswing in overall coal production during October this year, reaching 84.45 million tonnes. Coal production has surpassed 78.57 million tonnes of the corresponding month last year, registering an increase of 7.48%. Coal production from captive and other entities also showed substantial growth, rising to 16.59 million tonnes in October 2024, compared to 11.70 million tonnes in the same period last year. Indian Army contingent departed today for the 15th edition of India-US Joint Special Forces Exercise, Vajra Prahar. The exercise is scheduled to be conducted from tomorrow to the 22nd of this month at Orchard Combat Training Center in Idaho, US. The last edition of the same exercise was conducted at Umroy, Meghalaya in December last year. This will be the second exercise of the year between Indian and the US Army. The previous exercise, Yuddha Abhyas 2024, was conducted in Rajasthan in September. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, has called upon youngsters to apply for the prestigious National Youth Awards 2022-23. The award was conferred on individuals aged between 15 and 29 years and organizations for excellent work and contribution in different fields of development and social services such as health, promotion of human rights, active citizenship and community service. The award comprises of a medal, a certificate and a cash prize of 1 lakh rupees to the individual and a cash prize of 3 lakh rupees to the organization. The application for National Youth Award 2022-23 is being invited through Common Award Portal of Ministry of Home Affairs from today till the 15th of this month. The new train ticket advance reservation booking rules have come into force from today. The Railways has reduced the existing time limit for advance reservations in trains from 120 days to 60 days. However, all the bookings done up to the 31st of October this year will remain intact. Certain daytime express trains like the Taj Express and Gomti Express will continue to follow the lower time limits for advanced reservations. The ministry added that the 365 days advanced reservation booking limit for foreign tourists remains unchanged. And in cricket, India were 86 for 4 against New Zealand in their first innings on the opening day of the third and final test match in Mumbai when stumps were drawn for the day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.